When people speak of the golden age of the Broadway musical, they always start with Oklahoma in 1943, the first real melding of songs contextually to the libretto. The end of the golden age is much more vague. Some say the mid-60s with the advent of Cabaret, the first hit concept musical, and Godspell and Hair, the rock musicals. Some place it slightly later, but nobody places it as late as 1983 when Jerry Herman's La Cage aux Folles hit the Great White Way. This classic musical, now at San Francisco Playhouse through September 16th, feels like a golden age show, though the content, an ode to gay liberation and gender freedom, was obviously verboten during those earlier years. La Cage was also the last musical by Jerry Herman, composer of Hello Dolly, Mac and Mabel, and Mame. But if La Cage was to be his last show, he went out with a bang. Based on the French film of the same name, which was later Americanized by Hollywood as The Birdcage, La Cage tells the story of the Riviera's leading drag performer, Albin, known as Zaza, his partner Georges, and Georges' son, Jean-Michel, who has become engaged to the daughter of France's leading priggish right-wing politician. While La Cage has become a warhorse in community and school productions, it's rare to see a production mounted on a professional stage. Leading the cast at San Francisco Playhouse is John Tracy Egan as Albin. It's a performance akin to Nathan Lane, though Egan is a slightly tougher road in an era when the line between camp and offensiveness is a very, very thin one. He toes that line very well and sings beautifully, particularly in the anthem at the end of Act One, I Am What I Am. He is matched by Ryan Drummond as a more masculine George than we'll usually see, but again, the times have changed and gay stereotypes are now going the way of blackface. Both he and Nikita Burstein as Jean-Michel have superb voices. In fact, the entire cast sings well. It's a fine production, well worth seeing. In 1987, La Cage aux Folles, with book by Harvey Fierstein, felt like a show about liberation. Albin and George must take a stand for themselves as gay men. Jean-Michel must learn that love isn't about gender roles or sexual orientation. That's still true, of course, though perhaps it lacks quite the same punch when gay men and women can marry without anyone blinking an eye. What's more curious is the stereotype of the right-wing politician who vows to close down the drag clubs and the hedonistic lifestyle of Saint-Tropez. At a time when the vulgarity of Donald Trump and his White House tops anything going on in the back rooms of sex clubs, it all feels a little bit quaint. Well, there is Mike Pence. La Cage aux Folles, directed by Bill English, plays at San Francisco Playhouse through September 16th. For more information, you can go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.